Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday here on this Saturday, September 29th, 2018. Oh my God, where has the year gone? I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We're a live call-in show. Give us a ring. Open lines all show long, 714-816-4628. I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey,
another Psychic
Dax.
Saturday.
I know. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday, everybody. I just put that in the chat room, too.
And there's a bunch of people. I saw that, and there's a bunch of people in the chat room. You know, it's interesting
because
on a lot of the shows, it's kind of like crickets in there. And I'm thinking, you know, are people not finding the chat room? It's psychictalk.net/live. Come join us in the chat room because you can ask questions in there. You can make comments. We'll, you know, talk about the comments on air, you know, if there's time. And you can listen to the show that way, too. PsychicTalk.net/live. There's a player. And if you scroll down on the page, you'll find the chat room. Come join us in the chat room. PsychicTalk.net/live. If you're on our website, maybe have it open somewhere else, PsychicTalk.net. Just click listen live at the top of any page, and it'll always have the very next scheduled live broadcast will always be listed there with the player for it. So you can check that out. Maybe in between shows, we need to, you know, do like a live or something on Facebook and get everybody to come in the chat room. We'll chat in the chat room in between shows or something. There's an idea.
Fun. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we do have a bunch of people, Catherine, Bob, Lil Fairy. I love Lil Fairy.
I love that
name.
And
Sharona.
The phone lines. And Sharona, yes, Sharona is actually, she's going to be on the show with me tomorrow. We're going to be introducing Cooch Daniels to the audience. Many of you are familiar with Cooch because she did a show with us before, but she's coming back on the airwaves. It's the premiere episode of Cooch's Cosmic Cafe, and Sharona and I are going to be interviewing her, and Sharona is kind of lurking in the background on the studio today, Mary. She's learning the studio.
Mm. Lurking.
Because she
Hello,
is...
Sharona.
Hello, Sharona. My Sharona, because she's going to be the co-host. Yeah. Well, Sharona's going to be the co-host in October, starting in October. She's going to be the co-host on Angelic Realms with Maria Moss. And I'll be on the first show with them on the 7th. And then I'll be on, you know, some of the shows. I just don't know how many because I have so many other new shows we're launching and everything like that I'm doing. So, but I'm excited for Sharona. She's excited. Maybe she'll call in and chat about that later. Yeah.
Well, I have to say,
I was just going to tell Sharona to, you know, give me your area code. If you want to talk on air, let me know. And, you're on the switchboard. You can, you know, click below your number there and write in your name and, you know, send us a message on the chat if you want to talk on air, Sharona. And she was on with us last Saturday. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. I wanted to say real quick, since you mentioned it's tomorrow, right, that Cooch is being interviewed?
Yeah, already.
Yeah. I am so excited to have Cooch come back. I mean, I hope you guys ask her about palm reading, because way back when, it wasn't that long ago, but it was some years ago. I don't know if she still has it, but she had this, you know, palm reading practice, like group on Facebook. And, oh my gosh, she's a master of a lot of things, but my goodness, she gave me an interpretation. You could send in a picture of your palm. She gave me an interpretation mm-hmm. of my palm that, like, I mean, it flattened me. I mean, I, like, fell out of my chair. I was like, how could you possibly know any of that? It was so crazy because up to that point, you know, I didn't really, you know, have a feeling one way or another for palm reading. I was like, I don't know. I'm not into it.
Too.
I didn't explore it. But, whoa, it's for real, man. She convinced me.
Hey, I gotta do that. I gotta ask Sharona too. Maybe we can both take pictures of our palms and get it off the cooch before tomorrow's show. Maybe she could tell us something on the show. That would be so cool. You know, she wrote a book on that. And folks, if you go, her name is Cooch with a K. It's K-O-O-C-H. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Cooch, psychictalk.net/K-O-O-C-H. All of her books are listed, and you can just click on them and go over and check them out. So I want you all to check that out before tomorrow's show. Be sure to tune in. I want to mention real quick before anything else, the phone lines are, God, they're lit up like a Christmas tree, Mary. They're just, oh, my God. I've never seen it like this.
So,
you know, if you're going
That's
to
amazing.
Call in, call. Yeah, so what I want to tell everybody is if you're going to call in now. 714-816-4628 so we can get to you, okay? Because we take the calls in the order that they came in. So 714-816-4628. And this was even before we went live on air. The phone lines were already jammed. But also join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Scroll down on the page below the player because if we can't get to you, on the phone lines, maybe you can ask a question in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live and 714-816-4628. Also, we're doing something special on today's show. We are issuing the challenge.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun,
do we have
dun,
any?
Dun.
Yeah, we have to make our own sound effect for that right now.
we don't have a sound effect for that. The Moon Card Challenge, So this is the thing. Mary asked the question, what happens when you actually follow the advice of your cards? And so how did you come up with this? And, you know, we had the big full harvest moon, and we did a moon show just yesterday, you know, working with the moon on Goddess Guidance on Friday. And you said you wanted to use the new Moonology Oracle card deck, woohoo! And so tell us about that. What's the challenge you're issuing today, and what are you going to be doing for people, Mary?
What I'm going to be doing for people, I'm going to make it really simple so they don't, you know, have to write down a bunch of stuff or remember a lot of stuff. I'm just going to draw one moon card for everybody that calls in and ask you to work with the energies of that card. Because, you know, what I was thinking about is that, you know, like, I'm sure you've had a lot of experiences, anybody that works with cards does, you know, where, you know, we will do readings for ourselves, and sometimes we might ignore the advice, or we might think like, okay, cool, you know, that's nice, you know, I got a butterfly, you know, I'm just moving on with my day, I totally forget about that, and then later on I'm thinking, wait a minute, why didn't I work with that, you know, and I have had the experience of, you know, being slapped in the face by the universe for not listening to the advice I get in the cards, you know, and there's just sometimes, and especially with Oracle cards, you know, there's such a wide variety of different themes and different systems with Oracle cards. And so sometimes I feel like, you know, some of them we don't take so seriously. Like, I feel like sometimes we just think it's pretty artwork and kind of nice, but, you know, we don't always, I'm less likely to take it seriously if I'm doing a reading for myself, I think, than if I'm getting it from somebody else or giving it to somebody else. Isn't that funny? And I recognize that after getting slapped in the face a few times by the universe for not paying attention to what I had drawn for myself.
Yeah. Especially
how about
if
you?
If you're paying for a reading with somebody, you're going to take it a lot more seriously. You know, when I've taken my certification classes in various modalities like hypnotherapy and NLP and life coaching, one of my teachers actually taught all three of those classes. And in every class, he said the exact same thing, which was, he said, you got to find, there's a truck going by. I hope this isn't too loud. Sorry, folks. What he said was, you got to find out what other practitioners are charging in your area, and you need to charge more than them. Maybe even double what they charge. You know, if they're charging a stop smoking session, $250, charge $500. This is why. They're going to take you more seriously. You know, if you need to stop smoking and you go to two different hypnotherapists, okay, and one charges $45 and the other charges $500, you come out of that $45 session and you might be tempted to light up a cigarette. You come out of that $500 session, you might be tempted, but you know what? You're not going to do it because that cigarette's costing you $500. You know?
Wow. Yeah. So that's an interesting psychology of it.
There's a psychology going on with that, you know, and I've had it both ways where I've, you know, pulled some cards on something and I've taken the advice, I've not taken the advice. And, you know, and the tarot is almost always right. It's pretty much always been right. You know, I mean, I didn't take the advice and I should have, you know, or I took the advice and it worked out. You know, I mean, it's happened both ways here, you know. So you're going to draw a moonology card for each of our callers, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to draw a card for each of them. You know, whatever, you know, question that they want to talk about, we can do that. And at the end, I'll just draw one moonology card for them, explain to them what the advice is, and ask them to follow it and get back to us on how that worked for them. Because the other part of this challenge is that, you know, this deck just came out. I've only had it a few days. I've only had it this week. And so it definitely will give me a chance also to see how these manifest for other people instead of just, you know, just sort of, you know, reading for my husband and my dog and myself and practicing that way. You know, because I always like to, you know, test out a deck before I decide whether or not it joins the, you know, the working group, you know, of cards that I work with for clients. You know, I like to kind of,
let me tell
you know,
them
give
this.
It a chance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let me tell them this. If you're on psychictalk.net, maybe you're in the chat room with us, maybe you're listening, you'll see the Facebook button. It says connect with us with the Facebook and the Twitter. If you click the Facebook button, or if you type in a new tab, psychictalk.net/Facebook, it's going to take you to our group. So go over to our group and join our group on Facebook. We would love for you to join in with the conversations, and you can see all of the upcoming shows, and you can talk about anything psychic there, ask questions, anything you'd like. But you're going to find Mary on there, and you're going to be able to connect with Mary. And so if you're one of our callers today, and she's going to draw the moonology card for you, and have you work with that, and then contact her via Facebook or email her at mary@psychictalk.net. It's just mary@psychictalk.net. You can email Mary what you've tell her I've taken the challenge and this is what happened, or message her on Facebook. Yeah.
What awesome. I can do is after the show, I'll make a little post on psychictalk.net for the moon challenge, and then everybody can kind of post on there too. That might be the easiest way to kind of share, you know, how it connected, you know, their insights. And yeah, the you know, the moonology deck so far, like I said, I've only had it a week. I love it. I love it. I'm like, you know, I'm already giving it love, you know. Of course, I'm not very stingy with love anyway, but,
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
We already have a post on Psychic Talk. It's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. So everybody open that in a new tab. It's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. And scroll down. There are Facebook comments. There's a Facebook comment section, and you can put comments in there and tell us you've taken up the challenge after the show. So it's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. That's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. We'll also make a post on our Facebook group and put the link to this again so people can go to it. I'll pop it into the chat room right now for everybody that's at psychictalk.net/live right now. And that's the post where you could take up the challenge and you can leave comments and tell us what happened. So on that note, we should go to the phone lines and start doing it. I did want you to tell me or tell all of our listeners more about the deck. So after we take a few calls, we'll do that. I did also want to mention real quickly the numerology of the day. So 29 is 2 plus 9 is 11. So it's a Master Illuminator 11 day. And that reduces to 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. So it's a 2 day, which is relationships and cooperation and mediation. And the entire date reduces to 31. It all adds up to 31. 3 plus 1 is 4. So it's structure. I think this is a great day, especially it's a Saturday, to get with other people who are like-minded. In fact, earlier in the host's PM, I noticed that Catherine had said, we need to do a gathering somewhere, maybe in Sedona or something, and have everybody, all of our listeners and hosts, join us there for a retreat. I think that would be so great, But
Do it during the gym show. Do it actually in Tucson during the gym show, and I'm in.
In Tucson for the gym show. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. But for today, get with like-minded people. And I know if you're listening to us right now, if you've called into the show or you're listening, you're doing that. You're getting together with like-minded people right now. But also you could go on something like meetup.com. And go to your city and do a search in your city for keywords, the various things, tarot, numerology, spirituality, psychic, whatever it is that interests you, that brings you to these radio shows. And you can find meetups and get with people that are like-minded. So that's kind of the message that I got from the numerology today. And stay tuned. We're going to talk about the Moonology deck, and Mary's just been working with it for just this week, so we'll get her first impressions. But first, let's take some phone calls, 714-816-4628 if you want to join us. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 267. 267, you're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's where I was born, Philly. Yay.
Oh, cool. Wow. okay, I wanted to know, I have somebody I was in a relationship with before. Mm-hmm. He had gone away for about a month or two, and we've been on the off for a while. And he should be coming home tomorrow or the next day, supposedly. I don't know from what I hear. Do you see him getting a hold of me? And if so, is it going to be positive or should I shut the door on him?
I'm getting mostly all yes cards, Mary. What are you getting? I got the sun card even. And the Six of Cups, nostalgia, and the Two of Wands. And I think that's relating to somewhere in the next couple of days. I like the look of this. The only thing I'm going to say real quick, I got the Five of Cups too, Mary. And so, things might not be like perfect you know, there may be a little bit of disillusionment going on. This card comes up for sorrow and loss, broken relationships, things like that. Just don't focus on that, but be aware that, you know, maybe things won't be all rosy and perfect, you know, but with the Sun card being in the same spread, along with all these yes, 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 yes cards, you know, I still feel really positive about it. What are you getting, Mary?
You know, what I'm getting is a bit of a mixture as well. Now, look, you know, to me, the main message that I'm getting is for you to know that, like, if you keep your focus on moving ahead, moving forward, onward and upward, you know, I think that that is going to be beneficial for you. Look, you know, the Fool card comes up as far as when he may reach out to you. I feel like the Fool card is saying, like, be prepared, you know, for a spontaneous kind of thing. I don't think that, you know, he may catch you off guard when he does get in contact with you a little bit. But the Eight of Cups is overlooking everything else, okay? And to me, you know, that is about being able to leave the past behind us, you know, leave maybe that disappointment that he's seeing in the Five of Cups, or it was the Five of Cups, right? You know, if we can get beyond that and keep our focus on, like, let's go onward and upward. The Hierophant card comes up in the future position. I think that that's a great sign.
That's a good sign.
And we have the Nine of Wands underneath that Eight of Cups. So to me, that's saying that, like, anything that feels like, you know, stressful, pressure-y about it, you know, to kind of, like, keep your focus on forward, you know, instead of the past. You know, I think he is going to be reaching back out to you, and I think that it's going to be best to focus on what's ahead of us instead of what maybe things were.
Oh, okay, so basically just brush him off or go for in a positive way with him.
You go forward positively.
Yes, that's what we're saying, Donna. We're saying you go forward positively with it. Anything from the past that may be causing you to have this Five of Cups moment where you're, you know, dwelling on that, it's literally the crying over spilt milk card. So don't put your focus on that. Instead, put your, as we we sound like a broken record, Mary, we tell everybody on all the shows, you know, focus on what you want to draw in. Focus on how you want the relationship to be with him, not on anything else that you don't want, so you don't draw that in. So, Mary, are you gonna pull the card, the Moonology card for Donna?
Yeah. So, Donna, okay. Go ahead. I'm gonna pull a Moonology card. No.
Okay. What? Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, and our moon card challenge today is to work with the energies that come up in, you know, the card that we pull. This is lovely. This is actually the phase of the moon is the waxing crescent moon, okay? That comes after the new moon when we're, you know, in that period of working towards the next full moon. And the message with that is to have faith in your dreams, okay? And so what we're asked to do with this is to really, you know, go back to our dreams if we're kind of not, you know, thinking about it, like, what do I really want? What would I really like to see happen in my life? And, you know, it's saying that, okay, this is the time to give some credibility to our dreams, to be able to say, okay, you know what, I'm not going to think about, oh, this could happen or this could not happen, but I'm actually going to have some faith in that what I want is something that I can help to create, you know, if we co-create with the universe, okay? And there's a great thing the affirmation that goes with this that I want you to work with is, I am focused on what I want. So that can apply to this person in your life coming back in, and or what kind of relationship you actually want going forward. It can apply to career, home life, whatever. So that's the challenge. And then, you know, join our Facebook group and comment on the post on the Moon Card Challenge and let us know how it goes for you working with that energy of the waxing crescent moon and focusing on what it is that you do want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if he comes around, just focus on the here and now and something positive of what I want. Don't dwell on the past.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
So, in
yep.
other words, let
Thanks
him in and
call.
Go have a nice time. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. You want,
yeah.
All right. I'll do that.
Thanks,
all right.
Donna. Thanks for the call. Let us
Thanks.
Know what happened there. And that post, once again, is psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. I made a comment in the Facebook comments. I said, take the Moon Card Challenge, put your responses here, which
That's
I think
perfect.
I spelled response wrong. Anyway, but go look for, you know, where I put, you know, put your responses here. You'll know where to type it in. It says add comment. And so that's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge. After we do some of the phone calls, you know what we ought to do for the people that, you know, either aren't on the phone line or we don't get to them. Like, I know Bob's in the chat room. Catherine's in the chat room. Sharona's in the chat room. Little fairies often in there. You know, what I'm
pondering civilians too.
And yeah. And what I'm thinking is okay. So towards the end, just real quickly, we'll pull a card, for, Catherine, Bob, Sharona, everybody, you know, so they each have a card and can go over to psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge and put theirs in too. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a great
and I also
idea.
Know, I know Sharona's on the line, so we'll pick up her line eventually here too as well. Let's take another call, and then I want you to tell everybody a little bit about the deck, how you got it, why you got it, when you got it,
mm-hmm.
what it looks like, you know, how many cards, you
yeah.
know, a little quick mini review. Yeah, so we're gonna go to the caller that's been waiting the longest. It looks like 630. Caller 630, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dion. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay,
Chicago.
Did you say Dina, or I didn't quite catch the name? You coughed.
That's my sister's name, actually.
Oh,
you're a great psychic. You picked that
I'm
up.
I'm psychically pulling this in. No, I'm sorry. What was your name, hon?
It's D-I-O-N-N-E, Dion.
Oh,
okay.
Dion. That's cool.
Yes.
Awesome. So what do you want to chat about today? It's open lines or you can get a mini reading.
I would like to know what you see my October looking like as far as something good to focus on. I don't want to hear anything bad.
I don't want to hear
that.
Anything bad. Oh, God.
I don't
well,
want
you
to
know,
hear anything bad either.
None of us do, right? You know, that's the thing. A lot of people go to psychics and tarot card readers and so forth, and they only want to hear the positive stuff. But unfortunately, life doesn't work that way, you know. You know, in conjunction with today, where I said it is a master number 11 day, which is a 2, okay? I'm getting a lot of 2s, Mary, in my readings. We've only done 2, obviously. In this one too, I'm getting the 2 of cups. I'm getting the 2 of swords. A lot of 2s. Okay, so you know, over the next month, going through October, it looks like there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some kind of decision coming up with that 2 of swords, where you're going to have to make a decision. It often with the 2 of swords, it's like you don't want to make the decision. You know, she's got the blindfold on, and it's like there's 2 different ways you could go, and you really don't want to pick one of those swords, you know. But to move forward, and we tell people this all the time, you got to focus on this one thing. So you got to make a decision one way or the other. I don't know exactly what it's about, but right next to it is the 9 of Pentacles, which is the self-made woman card. It's the woman of it's the card of the woman, like a woman that's an entrepreneur. So it may be some kind of a decision about starting your own business, or a decision within a current business that you're running. But I really have this strong feeling that you should be doing something along those lines if you're not already. And maybe you're on the fence about it, you know, and this might, you know, it may entirely be subconscious. You might not be consciously thinking about that, you know, so the cards are bringing that up. And then that Two of Cups, you know, I don't know if I'm not that psychic. So Ilya, I don't know if you're currently in a relationship or married or what the situation is, but the Two of Cups would indicate that in October you're going to have some romance going on, either meeting somebody new, or if you're, you know, currently in a relationship or married or what have you, sparking the relationship, you know, sparking the romance back up again is what it looks like. Let's see what Mary's getting for October.
Thank you.
You know, what's interesting
really
to me is that, you know, because you said, you know, I want something good to focus on, you know, I figured, you know, I'm going to just go straight to the moon cards for you and issue you the
cool
moon card challenge to give you something
now
to focus
yeah
on. And the card that comes up is really interesting. It's the full moon in Capricorn card, and it's about letting you know that the end of a difficult time, a tough cycle, is about to happen. So whatever challenges you've gone through, you know, in the months leading up to October, you know that, like, anything that felt like just a cycle of things that were difficult, that is finally coming to an end. And the message with this, and what it asks you to do to attune to this energy, is to be able to release control and trust the universe, you know, it's like kind of like that serenity prayer, right? You know, it's like, you know, the wisdom to accept the things I cannot change, you know, that energy. But it also basically saying, you know, we don't need to fear that the worst is going to happen anymore. So for October, no more fearing about that, releasing control over the things that we, you know, couldn't really control, and trust that the end of the difficulties is over and you're entering a new cycle where things are going to be better. Maybe be better in a lot of different ways.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
You both are awesome.
Wonderful.
What awesome readings. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh,
you
you're
have
welcome.
A good,
thanks
good
for
day.
The call.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great rest of your weekend as well. And say hello to your sister for us, because she
yes
popped in at the beginning of the read. I just love that when
moment
I'm psychic. I tell people all the time, it's like, I'm a card reader and a numerologist and a life coach. I do life coaching style tarot readings and so forth. You know, I don't consider myself a quote unquote psychic. I'm intuitive. Mm. I sometimes brand myself as let's see if I can say this right, an intuitive success coach. That's how I like to kind of, you know, brand myself there. But every once in a while, you know, I have that little psychic flashes like that. It's really cool,
yeah,
actually, you know. And
that's
but
funny.
I don't really want to be psychic. I don't want all this stuff popping in my head. You know, oh my God, I was Mary. I was watching reruns of Babylon 5. Love that show.
Yeah.
And they had the telepaths, you know, the Psi-Corps,
yeah,
and everything like that. And I thought, you know, oh, it would be cool to be a telepath, but really not, because they're all those voices in their head, and they have to block stuff out, you know, just so they don't go insane. You know, it's kind of like that for some psychics and mediums.
Well, you know, that new show Manifest on NBC, that's kind of what's happening to the people now.
Oh,
they
is
just
it?
Had,
I haven't watched it I yet. I just haven't had time.
They just aired one episode so far, so I think that's going to be one that's really interesting because, you know, they showed, like, a couple of them having, like, at least clairaudient experiences.
Oh.
And everybody.
Yeah, my mom said
it,
that.
So I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a show for me. But, you know, I know what you're thinking. You know, I would say we should do a Psychic Saturday show on that and the idea of psychic, the broad range of how that shows up for people and also the resistance because I get it. And I had a hard time, you know, when I was a kid of separating out what was really happening, like what was being said to me by people versus what I was hearing them think. Okay. So it's not fun until you get a handle of it. And then I think once you get a handle on it, it becomes a lot easier and you can discern, you know, what is, you know, actually happening and what is stuff you're picking up. But yeah, it's freaky. And I think a lot of people really do want to turn
yeah.
away from it or turn it out because it's, yeah, it's not normal, quote unquote.
Mm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's a hurdle.
Hey, it's the bottom of the hour already, and so this is what I want to do. I'm gonna let's take a 1 minute break. I'm just going to tell everybody real quickly about some of the shows that are coming up because we got some great stuff coming up this week. Then we'll take a couple more calls, and then we'll do the mini review of the Moonology deck. So everybody stay tuned for all of that. And just real quickly, you know, you guys can always see what's coming up. Actually, I need to update the upcoming shows page a little bit. I'm a day behind here because all hell has broken loose at the American Legion Post. And, you know, we lost Mike, our secretary, and an adjutant passed away, and I'm trying to, you know, catch up all of his work and everything. So we're a little bit behind. But if you go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, you're going to find the upcoming shows. And also on any of these pages, like the blog page or whatever, in the right side column, it says find upcoming and past episode. It has all the shows listed. And if you click on any of those links, it'll take you to all the past shows and the upcoming show for that particular show. And then at the bottom, it says upcoming shows. You can click the link there. That's another way to get to the upcoming shows listing. And, of course, we had Working with the Moon yesterday. Go check that out in the archive. If you haven't listened to that, it was a great goddess guidance episode. And got Mary and I on today. And as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, tomorrow's the premiere episode of Cooch's Cosmic Cafe with Cooch Daniels. We've got her back here. Sharona's going to be my co-host, and we're going to interview Cooch and find out what she's got in store for you on her new show. Then on Monday, October 1st, we're in October already. Oh, my God. It's the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn, our fabulous new host, and she's doing a whole series on the chakras, and she's moving up to the solar plexus now, and she asks, do you know who you truly are? Exploring the solar plexus chakra, plus open line. That's this coming Monday, so you can call in on Monday and tomorrow. Tuesday, October 2nd, Developing as a Medium with Rose and Fiona. Then our next show after that is Thursday, October 4th. Are your past lives or a past life interfering with your current life? The Soul Sisters show, Sue and Anne, are going to be talking about that. That sounds really, really fascinating. And then, of course, I forget what's going to be on Goddess Guidance. Shakti and Naki are going to kill me, but I know we'll be back next Saturday, Mary and I, and then on Sunday the 7th, Angelic Realms returns to the airwaves. And of course, what's that?
Don't I have a Mystical Musings next Saturday?
Oh, that's right. It's Mystical Musings. I forgot. We're in October. See, this is what I'm telling you. I'm saying I can't believe it's October already. Yeah, next Saturday is Mystical Musings, and then on Sunday it's The Angelic Realm Show returns with myself and Maria Moss and our new co-host, Sharona Rapsik. Hey, tell us about what's your Mystical Musings show for October.
Right. So because I couldn't get to everybody that wanted a past life oracle card reading last time, and there was so much more to say and more information that from the past life experience I had, you know, doing the Dark Side of Past Life Part 2, where going to take more calls to do more past life oracle card readings and also to share more of my research. I mean, that experience that I shared on Part 1 the last month, so much more has happened, and I've learned so much more in connection to it. And I want to kind of talk about that and, again, you know, give people an example of how we explore it, how we connect the dots, how we learn the lessons of it.
You know, I don't know if I should make the suggestion, but it's just a suggestion.
Go for it.
I think that's great, you know, doing that. You know, there were so many people wanted those past life readings. You know, I think that's great. What you might also do is, after you do the past life thing with the callers, is give them a moonology card, and they can join the challenge next week, and we can keep the challenge going on.
I think I'll do that because, again, that gives me, you know, more of a chance to work with these cards and see how they play out for people. I love that. That's a great idea. Great suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, and then we'll keep promoting that post throughout the week, and I'll just, you know, change the show information to next week's show. And remember, for everybody that's joining the challenge today, psychetalk.net/mooncardchallenge. PsycheTalk.net/mooncardchallenge. I'm going to go over there right now. Has anybody put anything in yet? I don't know. It might be a little bit too soon here, but we've got okay, Sharona says she's ready for the challenge. We're going to bring Sharona on in a second and give her a card.
Awesome.
And just real quickly, just to wrap that up, again, it's psychetalk.net/upcoming. Or if you just go to the main page of psychetalk.net, our main website, there's a link to the upcoming shows. It's also in the right side column of any other page on the website. And you can see all the shows that are coming up. And let's see. We're going to go back to the phone lines. This is so much fun. Area code 310 has been waiting the longest. You're live on Psychic Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, hello. Hooray. My name is Mindy. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Yay!
Mindy?
I love Los Angeles.
I love that name.
Like Mork and Mindy, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, I got to say something. Okay, in almost 10 years of broadcasting and literally having been on the air with maybe, I don't know, 5,000 to 10,000 callers, you know, I've never had a Mindy. So this is really cool.
Aww.
It's special. Our first
so
Mindy.
So open line.
Wonderful.
Open
Thank
line
you so
for
much.
Mini readings, Mindy. Anything you want to chat about?
I have a business proposal that's on someone's desk that needs to be reviewed, and I haven't gotten word back yet. And it impacts my move and everything. So any kind of information, I'm so open to the process. And thank you for your service to us.
Absolutely. Aww. Mary, you go first this time, Mary, because I've been going first because things have just been jumping out at me. But your turn.
Yes.
To go
my
first.
Turn. Yeah. Okay. So let's take a look. Anything we can pick up about that business proposal that is sitting on the person's desk? It's connected to your move. Okay.
Yes.
So look, you know, interestingly enough, I can see it being connected to your move. The Eight of Cups comes up in the past position. It's like she's ready to move onward and upward here. And we have the Three of Cups at the center. And we go into the energy of the Page of Swords in the future position. So you're going to hear back from this. There is something I think that is well-liked about your business proposal. But here is the monkey wrench. There's a little monkey with a wrench in this. And that is a hanged man looking over everything, you know. And to me, that can say like a little bit of a hold up, a little bit of a delay with this. The other part of this, opposite the hanged man, I have the Five of Pentacles. So in this business proposal, is there an aspect that has to do with funding? How do we, how much money this is going to cost and stuff like that? I feel like if it is a situation where the person whose desk this proposal is on is going to have to come up with funding, come up with money in one way or the other, then I think that that's what the delay may be related to. But other than that, I feel like the proposal is well-liked and that there's going to be, you know, dialogue about this in the not-too-distant future. I think you're going to hear back really soon. And I'm not getting that it's anything that can't be worked out, but there may be something that kind of, it might be a factor that kind of slows it down a little bit. What are you getting, Dax?
That's exactly spot on.
Oh, wow.
I feel the same way, Mindy, as Mary. Let me tell you, the main focus card I'm getting is the Seven of Pentacles. And this is a card about being persistent. Also, it's a card, it's a harvest card. It's a card about pausing in the action and review. So it is under review. I feel like a decision has not been made yet. However, it looks really positive because I've got the Ace of Swords along with the Wheel of Fortune and the Justice card. You know, those three cards together, that is really, really positive. The Wheel of Fortune turning in your favor, you know, Justice coming through. Justice is also the timing card, which is card 11. So 1 + 1 = 2. So I'm going to say this can happen within a 2-week time frame or as quickly as 2 days. And let me tell you, there is a card about that, and it's the Queen of Cups. The Queen of Cups is a card of imagination and artistic and affectionate, and she's romantic and healing arts and intuition and psychic ability. And so the Queen of Cups showing up is saying, Mindy, you can actually make this happen faster. And the Ace of Swords is right next to it. It's giving a little clue here that it's the same thing we've said with previous callers, focusing on what you want, focusing on the one thing and what you want. So what you need to do is you need to get into a feeling space, I call it, of what it's going to be like when the proposal is accepted and things happen the way you want it and you're able to do your move. And, you know, what's all of this going to look like and smell like and sound like and taste like and feel like, and, you know, and the emotion, the positive emotions around it. Focus on that to draw this in. It's the law of attraction, Mindy.
Makes so much sense.
And Mindy, I want to draw a moonology card for you to for the moonology challenge to give you something to an energy to work with. And the card that comes up for you is really wild. It's the new moon eclipse, and it's saying expect powerful changes, okay? And it's saying, you know, the thing to focus on, whatever's happening now is happening for your highest good. So kind of keep that in mind. See, work with that idea of, like, you know, powerful changes are coming in my life, that new moon eclipse energy. So work with that. Join our Facebook group. Let us know how that has played out in working with that for you.
That's wonderful. In this spread, in any of those cards, do you see an international move in any of those spreads? But that was terrific. If it doesn't show it in the spread, it's okay. I'll hang up so you can get to the next caller. But I'm just curious if there's anything there.
I didn't see anything about an international move specifically, and I guess for that I would probably look for, like, the world card to come up. To me, that's like an international card, but we did see movement and things connected to the move, and then this new moon eclipse saying expect powerful changes. Well, if that would, if that's the definition of a powerful change, it's like switching countries.
For
maybe.
Sure.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, this
but
is the thing. There's a,
Yeah, go Dex.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I didn't know you weren't done. I'm sorry. Okay. Just real quickly, because we gotta get moving on. We're running out of time real quickly here. We gotta get to all the moonology cards and also the people in the chat room. And nothing was coming up specific. There's a lot of cards, you know, like the page of wands and the world card, like Mary mentioned. There's a lot of cards that talk about international move, and you know, nothing like that I got in my cards. But I did pull four cards real quick just to see what would pop up, and you're not gonna believe this. Okay, so I got the Empress card, then I got the Moon card. Remember, you were just talking about the Moon, Mary, and then I got the star card, which is a card of hope and making things happen. And then guess what? The last card, the Queen of Cups, shows up yet again. That's that card. It's telling you, Mindy, you can make it happen, but you've got to focus on it. You've got to make it like it's a real thing now. What's it going to be like when you do that international move? Okay.
Okay. I love it, and I thank you so very much, and thank you so much for your service. Thank you again.
Thanks for the call,
You're
Mindy.
Welcome.
And remember, everybody, it's psychictalk.net/mooncardchallenge to put your comments in. What was I going to say? It's really interesting. You know, she's saying, thank you for your service. And, you know, all of our shows, we're on here serving everybody, and we are helping people out and everything. And Mary and I both also were literally in the service, you know. So there's the military, thank you for your service.
We're both veterans, yeah. I wonder which way she means it. I was thinking
absolutely.
Boy, you're in a psychic role, aren't you?
I am. And who knows, you know, which or both she was thinking. Let's do that mini review of the Moonology Oracle deck.
Tell me about it. Okay, so, you know, I was drawn to it, you know, because I have been interested in the idea of, I've been interested in astrology for a long time, and also it's just like, I don't know, it's a thing that zaps my brain. You know, I can get through drawing my own charts and stuff, and then I'm like, huh? You know, I feel fried. So I've just always struggled with, like, having a real firm understanding and grasp on astrology, the whole thing. And a couple of years ago, I thought, wow, wait a minute. You know, I first started to hear about lunar astrology, and I thought, well, man, at least I could get a handle on the moon, right? You know, like, that's just one thing. Could I just not get that one thing? Well, you know, it's one thing with several phases, you know, but still. So I've always been drawn to it. And then, you know, Yasmin Boland, who created the Moonology Oracle Cards, and also has a website called Moonology.com, I believe. She also released a book earlier this year, I think called Moonology. And what she's also done is release a diary now for 2019, where you can, like, keep track of, you know, every day what phase the moon is in, and write kind of your notes, and she includes, like, all these different things, like, you know, what essential oils to work with, all these, like, correspondences and stuff that are really, really fascinating. So I was really drawn to all of that. I have the book. It's such a great reference guide, and I'm learning a lot from it. And then when I saw there was a card deck, I was like, oh my God, I'm a card person. So I got those. The deck is 44 cards. It comes out from Hay House. It's got that really nice Hay House, you know, box design, card quality. The size of the cards are about the same as they are for their angel cards and most of the Hay House decks. This has got a really nice matte finish to it. Nice sturdy cards, but flexible enough that makes it shuffling very easily. And it's organized in a really nice way, where you have a great guidebook that comes with it that talks about, you know, how to use the cards, how to bless the cards, wisdom of the moon, gives you some background on what the phases of the moon, gives you some idea of working with the cards. It even you'd suggest some card spreads, you know, single card draw like we're doing today, three card past, present, future, or varieties of the three card spread, and even suggest like, hey, try a Celtic spread with it too, which, you know, I'm not going to do that, you know, 10 cards out of 44 to me, like, it just doesn't, it's like, it, I don't know, I can't, I won't do that. It's a personal thing. Then the deck itself is divided into the moon phase cards. You've got the new moon, waxing crescent, first quarter, gibbous, full, disseminating third quarter, balsamic moon. And then there's all the new moon cards, which has the new moon in each of the zodiac signs, all 12. And then you have the full moon cards, which is the full moon in each of the zodiac signs. And then you have special moon cards like the new moon eclipse that we just saw, and also a full moon eclipse, a waxing moon, wane moon, void of course moon, which, you know, is great because, look, you know, a lot of times people will ask, you know, what does it mean when the moon is void of course? And this actually has a card for it. It's something that's not talked about a lot. And then there's the cardinal moon, fixed moon, immutable moon. If you remember, the 12 signs in the zodiac are either cardinal signs, fixed signs, or mutable signs. So it kind of gives you an idea more how to, you know, work with those ideas, work with that energy in ways that we, you know, no other deck necessarily does that. Some of the more, you know, detailed hermetic symbol type tarot decks will work with fixed mutable cardinal, but that's not, you know, something that you people work with a lot, you know. So and it talks about the south node and the north node too, which again are these kind of gray areas that like we don't get a lot of information about. So it's fabulous for that. It's a great deck to just learn more about the moon and also why we should work with it. Jasmine's focus a lot of times is like manifesting with the moon, you know, using that because it's something that
we can see
pretty much every day is the moon. We can check in with the moon. So I love it.
Awesome, Mary. Well, let's give some more people a moonology card here. And Sharona, our new Angelic Realms host, and she's going to be joining me as a co-host tomorrow with Cooch. She's on the line here. Let's see if we can bring Sharona on, and let's give her a moonology card. Sharona, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you excited about
tomorrow's
show?
Oh, I am so excited. I actually met Cooch once at one of the Reader Studios get together, so she's really awesome.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah.
I haven't even met Cooch, and I've been working with her for like 8-9 years now.
Yeah, I haven't either. You know, I've talked to her a lot through the years, but that is so cool.
I've only met Mary. Mary,
yeah,
and
isn't
her husband.
That funny?
Isn't that weird?
Fabulous.
I've met Perry and Mary. I met your dog.
Yeah, you did. You met little Spencer. Little Zeppo passed away because he was really ancient. But yeah.
Right.
Okay, so let's draw a moonology card for Sharona, and let's give you the moon card challenge.
Awesome.
Okay, and the card that comes up, it's a full moon. I talked about how, you know, they have these full moon cards in the different signs, and this one is the full moon in Cancer, okay? And the advice is really interesting. The title of the card says, a personal issue reaches resolution. And it says it may be best to move towards what you want in a sideways manner. So that's an interesting idea. So it's saying like things like, you know, meditation and to, you know, be able to also, you know, have enough, you know, personal time, you know, that's enjoyable, quality time, family time, that kind of stuff. But it's saying that, like, whatever may have been challenging you personally, to realize that, okay, you know, now we're now we're getting to the time where we're moving past this. And there's a real emphasis on the full moon in Cancer on feminine energies. So anything that you can do to kind of honor that, honor your feminine side. You know, it's funny, we're women, right? So we don't usually say our feminine side, you know, but I think we do both have masculine, feminine energies within us. So it's saying, like, you know, honor that. But this idea of moving towards what you want in a sideways manner, it's really highlighting that idea of, like, the gentleness, the gentle ways, the other ways around it, instead of, like, tackling something, like, direct and head on. You know, this is talking about working with the soothing energies. So, you know, let us know, you know, how this plays out for you, working with that energy of the full moon in Cancer.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. It really makes sense. It was so funny. This morning when I got up, I drew the judgment card, which to me is the wake-up card, you know, waking up to whatever is your moment in time and dedication to your life purpose. So it definitely all fits together, and it also fits together with the new co-hosting that I'm going to be doing. And, you know, I'm going to definitely run out and get this stack of cards because I follow I follow Jasmine on, you know, on Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
And she's coming to New York, I see, also.
Oh, lucky. Nobody comes where I am, believe me. Amarillo, Texas, it's like, wow, yeah, we're not booking that.
Maybe so I can meet her.
Yeah, that
I'm hoping
would be
I can
great.
Meet her, and then maybe I can get her on the program, you know, that she
that
could
be
one of our guests.
That would be terrific. Yeah, definitely.
That's
I think you'd really enjoy this deck for sure, though, too.
Fantastic.
And it, if she's doing an event, you could do a live remote from her event.
A live remote. That would be awesome.
Well, thanks, Sharona, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, Sharona's been in the background all show long, watching the switchboard in the studio and how all the buttons work and the functioning and everything like that. You know, because she's going to be running some shows. And it's 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, same time as today for Cooch's Cosmic Cafe. So tune in. We've got a question in the chat room, Mary.
Pondering
civilian. So let's see if we can answer that real quick and give them a Moonology card, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. Let's see. She was asking, or he, I don't know, because they give you the little cute name unless you change it in this chat room. I love our chat room. PsycheTalk.net/live. Come join us. She asks about a – God, I can't find it now. I'm scrolling through this.
Oh, I found it.
About love.
Yeah. Can you tell me if you see a love relationship in the near future?
Okay. So what are you getting? Let's see here.
I think it's your turn. I'm still shuffling.
But I took two already. Hey, you know, I mean, the first thing I get is the Ace of Coins. You know, it'd be great if it was an Ace of Cups, which is about relationships more and emotions and stuff like that. But still, you know, Ace of Coins, new beginning. Maybe it's related to work, someone in work or something like that. You know, I see movement forward with the Chariot card. And then, you know, things kind of break loose after that. And then with the Eight of Wands, things start to happen quickly. Okay. And it looks to be I got 2 8 cards. Abundance. Look at that. Okay, so we're going to go with the 8, you know, so as quickly as 8 days or 8 weeks, so over the next 2 months. So it does look like something's breaking free here. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I got two queens and I have two sevens, and in the middle of it I have the two of wands. So I've got the Queen of Pentacles in the past position, Queen of Cups underneath that, two of wands, seven of pentacles above it, and the Chariot, like you got, in the future position. So I feel like, you know, is there a new love relationship coming in? I think that that's a big yes. There may be a decision involved in that, though, with that two of wands. It's like, which direction do I go? The seven of pentacles, I feel like, okay, so let's say this new love interest comes in. Well, why don't we, like, not rush in? Why don't we just let it, you know, give it a chance to develop and to grow a bit? You know, that's what I feel like the cards are saying. Like, definitely yes, but, you know, take your time. Take your time with it.
So you got a Moonology card for pondering?
Yes, for pondering, civilian. Moonology card to ponder. Okay. I'm just going to shuffle. And for pondering, civilian, your Moonology card is the disseminating moon. That's kind of the phase we're in right now, coming off the full moon, when the moon starts to wane, you know, it gets smaller. And the message with that is to take time to breathe out. This is a great time, and it's actually the phase we're in right now with the moon, and it's saying, like, I am where I am, and that's okay. So that would be the affirmation and the energy to work with, is to, like, take time to breathe and, you know, be accepting of where things are, and that it's okay that things are where they are right now. So that's the Moonology card for pondering, civilian. And, you know, again, mm-hmm. you know, let us know on the Facebook group and on the post.
Popped the URL into the chat room again, psychytalk.net/mooncardchallenge for pondering. I hope she or he, they haven't told us what their real name is. I hope they'll do that. And Catherine, let's just pull one for Catherine because she's in the room there. Bob had to leave.
Yay.
He's in Australia. He had to go to sleep. But
right.
We'll pull one for Catherine here. So, Catherine, are you there?
Okay.
Hopefully
Catherine,
she's watching.
Oh, this is interesting. So, Catherine, and the reason that I say it's so interesting, it's so funny. Okay, so I got the full moon in Leo as the card for Catherine, and I don't know why, but that just hits me as interesting, because isn't she talking about solar plexus tomorrow or something like that? I think she
has
a...
That's right, on Monday.
Wow, yeah. So I don't know why that just, like, hits me. It's like, whoa, you know. And, the message on the card is, like, don't let pride get in your way. You know, it's got the lion. Get it? Lion, pride, Leo. But the wonderful message, you know, about attuning to the moon. I love this for Catherine. The message, the energy to work with is to be magnificent without being plain too much, you know. And I love that. Like, you know, you don't, self-esteem is great, you know. And gosh, the solar plexus energy, she's talking, that's your self-esteem in a lot of ways, or your confidence in a lot of ways. I feel like that's what she's talking about tomorrow. I don't even know. Maybe it's not tomorrow.
No, Monday.
Wait, whatever it is.
Monday.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
It's
but,
Monday.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gaga over this. That's the Moonology, the moon challenge for Catherine, is to work with that energy of the full moon in Leo. I'd love to hear what she has to say about that.
There you go, Catherine. So make a comment on that post there, psychytalk.net/mooncardchallenge. And we're going to continue this next week, too. All right.
Yay.
So let's go back to the phone lines and see who's been waiting the longest here. We're going to go to, it's area code 515. Caller, where are you and what's your name? And you're on Psyche Talk. Hi. 515, are you there? Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. They don't know we picked up the line. Hold on a second. I'm going to put them on hold and bring them back live again. Let me try one more time. Area code 515, are you there? Okay, we're going to put them back on hold. We'll come back to them. I was really interested in that, too, because I wanted to find out where 515 is. Whew. But I know where this one is. This is New York. We're going to go back to New York with area code 347. Caller,
hi.
What's your name? Where are you calling from exactly? Long Island?
Hi, my name this is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Is it Tanika?
Yes.
Awesome. What do you want to chat about, Tanika?
I wanted to chat about love life. I wanted to see what you guys see for me in the area of love life and relationship. I was told at one time that I should stay at the current job that I'm at because supposedly I'm going to meet someone there, but I'm dying to get out of my current job. I'm hoping to leave it soon. So I didn't know if that was good advice or bad advice, but I just wanted to know what you guys see for me as far as love and relationship, period.
Okie dokie. Mary, I think you're first this time.
And I didn't hear the last part of the question about new relationship.
Yep, and about her job, and you know, she was, you know, you were told to stay, right, Tanika? Because
yeah,
but
okay. Let's just see what comes up here. Okay, well, this is interesting. You know, the first thing that comes up is the Eight of Cups. Okay, so to me, that's like about, you know, moving onward and upward. Okay, so
the idea
of staying, I think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you've got to kind of weigh, like, is that really going to be the best for me to stay? The other thing that's interesting about this, I mean, this index, you can kind of maybe compare it to what you've got, but I've got the Eight of Cups at the center, the Tower card above it, the Nine of Swords below it. There's so much energy connected to this idea of moving forward, but I also feel like it's like one of those break free moments right now. You know, Dax, what are you getting?
Well, I got the Ten of Wands in my central position there, you know. Yeah, burdens and overworking and stress. And, yeah, I mean, I really think that Tanika's got to get out of there, you know. As far as the romantic thing, what I'm getting is there is this opportunity, and it's somebody that you can meet through somebody from your past, maybe even all the way as far back as childhood, like a childhood friend, and through this childhood friend, you meet this other person, is what's coming through. That's what I'm getting. Do you want to do a moonology card for Tanika?
Absolutely. So what energies can you work with that might be helpful to you? And again, you know, let us know. If you take the advice of the Moonology card, how it turns out for you. And the card that comes up here, oh, it's beautiful. You know, full moon in Aquarius, and the message is show the world the real you, okay? And so what that's really asking that you do with that is, you know, to not hide your light under a bushel, you know, Be aware of your feelings, but also be prepared to move onward, okay? Again, that idea of moving onward, it kind of ties into that Eight of Cups that came up. And it's saying,
there
like,
you
know, get out of your head, get into your heart, and to know that you don't have to be whatever anybody else wants you to be. You don't have to fit into their little box, okay? So think of that, you know, every full moon is a time to release and let go. This Aquarian energy, you know, kind of triples that idea of like being able to just let it go, you know.
Okay.
Awesome. Hope that helped you out, Tanika.
Okay.
You're going to have to let us know and join the Moon Car Challenge. We'd love to hear back from you. Real quick, I'm going to go to that 515 area code again and see if they're there. Hello, caller. Are you there? Area code 515? Hello? I don't hear anything at all on the line. Okay, so we're going to move on to the caller that's been waiting the longest after 515 is 201. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's your name?
What's your name, hon?
Jackie. Jackie, where are you calling in from?
New Jersey.
It's a Jersey girl. Uh-oh, Joy.
Yay, Jersey's in the house.
Yeah. It's open lines. What do you want to chat about?
Well, I'm trying to move. I am moving. There are some issues with it, and I'm currently working on clearing out the house, and I'm waiting for bids to come through so that I can actually submit the information to the courts, and I want a very good deal because... You know, I was cut out of major inheritance. And what's remaining, I'm trying to salvage it. And I'm actually in the house right now, and I'm just like, I'm just appalled at what they let happen. But moving forward, I think the other three really know that they don't have a leg to stand on. And I just want to see what
it's so interesting because you said the other three, and I'm getting three. I'm getting three cards. It's interesting. I also got the Ten of Pentacles, which is literally the card of family and inheritance. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. The three card I'm getting in the center is the Three of Swords, and so there's going to continue to be this anguish with the other three. It's just, you know, it's showing up, you know, and then I'm getting all these other cards about, gosh, Jackie, like, the Lover's card and the Two of Cups, which is again, you know, relationships and ooh, I'm getting a lot of background noise. Let me put your line on hold for a second here. Is that you, Mary? I don't know where all that noise has come from. Anyway, so are you there, Mary?
Yeah, I'm here. No, it wasn't me.
Okay,
there wasn't any noise.
Okay, just double checking.
I was hearing it too.
It must have been on Jackie's line there, so I put Jackie's line back on hold. And you know, with the again, you know, it's the same energy today. The two, reconciliation, people coming together. And the Lover's card with the Two of Cups here, obviously this is not a reading about romance. So what it's talking about is you guys can get past this Three of Swords energy. And a reconciliation can happen. I got the Hermit card at the end. And he's turned towards the Inheritance card, the Ten of Pentacles. And he's shining, he's got his lantern and he's shining his light onto the inheritance. Okay, so this definitely can be worked out. Yeah, basically, the thing that keeps popping in my head is, you know, be the love that you want to receive out of these other people. You have to cast the light first. There's that Hermit card again. Okay, that's what's showing up. Let's see, Mary, do you have anything else you can add for Jackie?
I'll tell you what I can add for Jackie is this, and it ties into her Moonology card I pulled for her too. What's funny is, you know, like I get these cards that are kind of talking about, you know, the difficulties, the Nine of Wands, the Ten of Wands, the burden that this situation has been, Page of Wands, overlooking it. So, you know, there's an opportunity there for things to shift. And then the last card was the Moon card. And I thought, okay, I'll just pull her Moon card now because that must be what this is alluding to. She's not going to believe it. The card that comes up is the Blue Moon, right? Like once in a blue moon, you know, and the message is to believe in the impossible. So as impossible as the situation sounds like, you know, the crazy as it sounds like it has been and the difficulty that she's been dealing with, it might be a bit impossible to believe that it can be resolved, but you're seeing signs of it. And I feel like this blue moon card is saying, like, yes, you know, believe that this can shift in a way that you couldn't even imagine that it would shift right now. And, you know, the attuned to the moon message with this is, I'm lucky, to think of yourself as being lucky, you know, instead of thinking, look at all these problems I have, look how terrible this is, and oh, misfortune, I'm lucky. Work with that affirmation and let us know.
There you go.
How it goes.
Yeah, because it's, again, it's like the law of attraction. It's putting your attention on being lucky. Things are going to start turning in your favor here. Shining a light on it with the Hermit card. The Hermit card's also in the timing position, and the Hermit card is 9. So over the next 9 weeks, this could actually resolve itself.
Yeah. Believe in the impossible. You know, because sometimes we just don't see how it's going to work. It seems impossible. It's like, well, but if we believed in the impossible, it'd change our attitude.
Right. Yeah. And so combine, you know, what you had to say with what I had to say, you know, about exuding the love, being the love that you want to attract in, you know, we often go, oh, God, I wish those people would change. And that's not how the universe works. We have to change. And then we cause that energy to be drawn in.
Yes, absolutely.
So I hope that helps you out, Jackie, and you and everybody else. You know, take the Moon Card Challenge. And it's psychetalk.net/Moon Card Challenge. And also, you know, if you're listening to this show in archive, just contact Mary and have her draw a moon card for you, and you can join the challenge in between shows. And Mary will be doing,
you know,
yeah.
Again, you know, we have our wonderful Facebook group for Psychic Talk Radio. You know, just drop a line on there, and I'll be sure to see it. You know, tag me.
Mm-hmm. And we have time for maybe
wait.
A
post.
What were you saying? Yeah, create a post.
Oh.
So I'm.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more call. And remember, if we don't get to your call today, Sharona and I will be on with Cooch Daniels, the fabulous Cooch Daniels, tomorrow. And you can call in tomorrow. And it's the same phone number, 714-816-4628. Write it down. We'll be here 11 a.m. Pacific time. So that is 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. And 7 p.m. in the UK. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like 239, area code 239. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lana. I'm calling from Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida. I'm thinking of moving. My house, from house to house, making a move from the house that I live in now to another house, and I'm wondering if this is a positive change for me.
Like, is that in your best interest, basically, to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Should I go first?
You're next.
Or should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't ever tell who's on first. Okay.
I can never tell.
Let's take a look at this idea of moving. And is that in your best interest? Well, I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this. I get the feeling that this may very well be in your best interest. And let me tell you why. Okay, let me tell you why. First of all, I got two of the cards that I love the most as a big yes to me when they come up, and that is the Nine of Cups the wish card. And opposite mm-hmm. it is the Nine of Pentacles. So both of those, right, are like big, like, you know, green lights to me, right, that we're going to be happier with this move. You know, mm-hmm. the, you know, the abundance connected to this move too, with the Nine of Pentacles, like we're reaping the rewards of this move. The other mm-hmm. thing that's fascinating to me is I got one more nine as well, and it is the Nine of Wands. It comes up in the future position. This is going to take effort. It's going to take preparation. It's going to be, you know, a task. Okay. But I mm-hmm. feel like, you know, it just, you know, is it a good move? I think it is. Dax, what are you getting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I literally got the Fool card, you know, make the leap, go for it. The Page of Coins shows up. You know, this is somebody that's meticulous, diligent, studious, good-natured. It's a card that often comes up with happy news. And, you know, you should be really excited and positive about this. I got 3 out of 5 cards yes for this. You know, it looks really mm-hmm. good. The Devil card showed up, though. The Devil card talks about being attached to things, especially things from the past. Maybe you need to break mm-hmm. some ties, you know, and just let go. And then right next to it is the Fool card, the leap of faith. Make that leap, new beginning, mm-hmm. you know. And then I got a card of celebration. I got the Three of Cups. You're going to be celebrating. You're going to have house parties. You're going to, it's, you know, I don't know if where you're planning to move right now will ultimately be it, though. Because this Two of Wands gives me the feeling that you're still going to be looking. I don't know, you know, mm-hmm. but if you do go, you know, for what you have planned, it looks really, really good. All these cards are really, really positive. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's the letting go of my house that I love now. making a change. That's what you're picking up there. The Devil, yeah. The attachment. So, mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that she was going to really resonate with that attachment thing. I just knew that that was already in her mind.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And I drew a moonology card for you if you want to take our moon card challenge and work with the energy. It's so funny, the card that I drew to me kind of fits with that idea that you guys were just talking about of attachment. But it's the new moon in Taurus, you know. And when I think of Taurian energy, I think of somebody that can kind of plant their feet and not want to move necessarily. We can be a little bit stubborn. But the great thing about Taurus, too, is the sturdiness of the Taurian energy. And so the two things that come up with this, one, the message on the card says prosperity does lie ahead. And to attune to this energy, it's so funny. It's saying, actually, turn the focus on the body. Healthy body, healthy mind. Get a massage. Take a bubble bath. Do something to kind of, like, release the tension a bit and pamper yourself physically. Do a little bit of self-care.
Yeah.
And also,
well, you know, water
you know,
is grounding. So even
right?
going to a
yeah.
body of water, yeah, showers,
yeah.
body of water, spa,
mm-hmm.
go by a lake. You know, the ocean, go in the ocean, you know, anything like that
well,
is very
well,
grounding.
Well, the house is on a lake.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm just psychic today. Mary, what is that?
Really,
you know?
He really is. It's just like having his, like, real psychic Saturday. and you know, the other thing, too, with the new moon in Taurus, you know, it is talking about, you know, the financial aspect of things. So you need to take care of yourself, and you need to also, like, you know, approach the money aspect of life, you know, in a way that is, you know, just like there's, like it's not emotional. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
like if
mm-hmm.
we can, sometimes it's hard to approach our financial situation with devoid of emotion. But it's saying like, yeah, just, you know, be kind of practical about it. Don't worry so much about it. And yeah, do some pampering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
yeah,
for calling.
It. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks
All
for
right.
calling in. And we're at the end of the show. So write that number down, 714-816-4628, and call us tomorrow. Sharona and I will be with Cooch tomorrow. And then Mary will be back with Mystical Musings on next Saturday, right?
Next Saturday, and we'll be doing past life oracle card readings for callers and pulling a moon card, thanks to Dax's great suggestion there as well, to continue our moon card
awesome.
Challenge. This is so fun.
We had a great, great show. I swear it's like it just gets better every week. Look at me. I'm even getting more psychic. I love it. Ah!
I love
anyway.
That.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding. So tune in tomorrow. I can't wait to be back with you all tomorrow, and Cooch and Sharona. And don't forget to go over there to psychictalk.net/mooncard challenge and take the mooncard challenge. We'll do some posts and everything, right, Mary?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And
thanks
see
to all the
next
listeners.
Saturday.
That's right. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to all the callers. And thanks to you, Mary, for a great show.
Thank you. Thank
Alrighty.
You, too. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dad.